Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach, Kara Waldorf. The Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team began their fall practices this week after having camped the previous week. The Cats are under 2 weeks away from their regular season opener on the road against the Gilbert Tigers. I spoke with Coach Waldorf this week about the previous few years with her team and how camp and preseason practices have progressed for Humboldt in the early going as they prepare for their 2022 season.
I think we had a really new team last year. One of the things they probably lacked, I mean, skill-wise, they were a very talented team, but experience, they didn't quite have that varsity level experience yet. So to make it to the regional finals and to play a team like Waverly Shell Rock, like we were able to play them as tough as we were, I think that really fueled their fire. And so over the off season, I can tell that a lot of them have been working and they're super excited. And just their competitiveness since we've gotten in the gym this year has really shown me that they definitely want that. So I think just with that year of experience under their belt now, we'll have some of that coming back and that leadership and a lot of seniors that will be leading us. So I think that they have, you know, a ton of talent, and I'm super excited to see their competitiveness and just their hunger that they have so far. So,
and the roster returning this year has some experience from the last couple of years. You must be looking forward to seeing that translate on the court this season.
So that's one of the areas that I've been super impressed with so far this season, and I'm just really excited about. Actually, we're bringing back 5 out of our 6 starters. And so just that experience and being able to play together with, you know, bringing back 5 of those girls. And then the younger classmen that are coming in, I mean, we have a lot of talent just all the way down, you know, to our freshman level. So it's really exciting to see how we'll be able to plug in some of those girls. But having 5 out of those 6 starters and that experience together, it just makes a huge difference that they have that. And they're a really fun group of girls, and they're just great leaders, and they're kind of taking some of those underclassmen under their wing already. And so just to see that, I think their mindset's in the right place. So that can take you really far as a team.
And that's a really encouraging sign to see that in practice.
Yeah, and it's been fun because they compete, and they compete hard. They don't like to let each other win. I mean, they go hard, which makes you better every time you step on the court. So that's really fun to see. They just have that competitive nature to them, that group. So it'll be fun.
Practices this year started officially earlier this week. How has the team performed so far during this first week in your eyes?
It's been awesome. We actually started kind of a few days early. We got a little edge ahead of us. We had our high school camp last week. So last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we bring a coach in from the Des Moines area, and he's able to really work with them and push them hard those 3 days. And then they came in Monday ready to roll. So it was fun. Just the energy in the gym has been awesome. And everyone of them is so excited for the season, and you can just see it in the way that they play and the way that they're working together, and even just in the way that they're like conditioning and everything. I mean, they want this year, so it's been awesome. Our skill level is there. We've been pushing really, really hard, and it's nice because we've been able to get right after things with having that experience. So we haven't had to spend as much time on skills, and we're able to get that competitiveness going right away.
Keeping on the subject of practice, what is the focus in practice this year that you would like to see the team improve upon this season?
I think the biggest thing is being smart players on the court. That's kind of been one of our focuses. We had some experience last year, but you could just see when we went up against a tougher team, or if we're wanting to compete with some of those top teams within the state, we just didn't quite have that experience to where making good choices on the court. You know, we just kind of lacked that a little bit this season. So we're really working with our hitters to make sure that they're, you know, looking at actually placing balls and being able to put balls where they're wanting to hit them instead of just going up and hitting as hard as they possibly can. You know, passers, we're making sure that the passers are having really good passes and they get that experience. And as setters, making good choices, you know, knowing who your hitters are in the front row, knowing, you know, who's hot, who's not, and just kind of being able to make those choices. So I guess our slogan this year so far is it's our choice. And I think they have the skill, and now they need to learn you know, how to make those choices. And also just it's going to be their choice of how far they want to make it because they do have a ton of talent. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on so far.
What does the rest of the preseason look like for you and this team as you prepare to start this season?
So we'll go to Nevada here next weekend for a scrimmage. And so there'll be some really good, tough teams. And that's kind of a nice time to work out lineup choices and just kind of letting people get experience and just seeing what everyone can do on the court. And then we'll actually immediately go into a pretty full first week. So we play Gilbert, our first game on that Tuesday, and then we play Bondurant. Bondurant was a great game to add last year, that competitiveness within that 4A. We're trying to bring that to our schedule. And then we'll go right into our home tournament that Saturday. So we have three games, bam, 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 right away that first week. And I think it'll be really good for them because they're all going to be tough teams, and it's just going to get that experience out there, and we're just going to start off the season really strong. And we tried to kind of beef up our schedule a little bit, so by adding, you know, like a Gilbert who's in, you know, our same class, and Bondurant who's in our same class, and we'll go to a tournament in Dyke this year, which will have a lot of the top teams in the state in there. So we're trying to put them up against some really good competition this year so that the first time they see some of those tougher teams isn't in regionals, and we can see some of those teams beforehand. And then you always know what you need to work on to be able to reach that goal of state.
Well, thank you, Coach, and best of luck the rest of the way during this preseason and your opening match this year.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm very excited.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Carol Waldor. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.